For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Donovan McNabb joins us in 30 minutes. He will be with us every week during the football season. This will be our first time talking to Donovan. Going to talk to him about a lot of Hurts questions leading up to this year, to give his perspective on Jalen calling out blitz protections, the stuff with Kelsey, all that kind of stuff. Donovan joins us in 30 minutes. However, we got a baseball team. Might be a little hot. Time to talk about them. By the way, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Oh, what's your go-to Phil's Blue Jays memory?
Oh, I don't have any.
Not good.
Nah, I can't think of one. Can't think of one. Can you think of one?
I also was going to say Jason Worth's 3-home run game against them in 2008. And Pivetta getting shot on my wedding day against the Blue Jays. That was a beautiful moment as well.
Were you checking in on wedding day?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I watched Nola Scherzer on my honeymoon. Like, there's no doubt about it.
Okay. Lunatic. Yeah. Have you changed at all? If you had to do it over again, if you and Joe were getting married tomorrow,
yeah,
and there was a baseball game on, would you still check it?
It'd probably be worse, frankly.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Because now I got the bigger brand.
Would you tweet about it then?
Well, only in Brazil.
Okay.
So I think the biggest change with the Phillies is, like, we can argue whether or not they're back. You know, people will say this qualifier, this qualifier, this qualifier, or you're already saying they're back. But at least we've gotten to a point where I think that they're not going to collapse. Like, it kind of felt like 2 weeks ago was like they're cooked. And I think that we've at least gotten past that. Is that fair?
Yeah, for me. They're not collapsing.
Come on, Spike.
Yeah.
They're not collapsing now. They're playing better baseball than they were playing before.
But
I don't want to put it out into the universe. They're not going to collapse.
But they don't look cooked. Like, they at least are showing some spunk.
I would agree.
Spark?
There you go.
What'd you say, spunk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it works.
Yeah.
I don't get the mind in your gutter over there.
So, I would say the good things are.
Why don't you just trust them?
Timely hitting.
Yeah.
Pitching, except for Ranger, the last Ranger outing, not great. I would say I feel much better about them today than I did 1 week ago. But there are a couple of things I'm waiting for. I am not using the B word yet.
Okay.
But they feels like they are out of that funk that they were in. It does. I think there's been enough good stuff recently where they are not in the doldrums where they were, but I'm not using the B word yet, back word yet.
Well, and, I mean, you want to see them come out on the road and play with the same level of focus and intensity they play with for this last homestand.
Especially after a big season, after a big series, by the way.
Yeah, you don't want to see a letdown.
Like we did after the two Dodger series, there were letdown series after those too. So.
Yeah, and it's only a two-gamer up in Toronto, and then you're right down in Miami.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I mean, it'll tell us a lot. And plus, Tyler Phillips on the mound tonight, kill mode.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about it. I love kill mode.
Would you stop saying you feel good about the – relax.
I like Tyler Phillips.
Who's pitching tomorrow? Sanchez?
I think it's Sanchez tomorrow.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sanchez tomorrow. Yeah, Chris Sanchez.
I'm trying to make sure we get a split.
Yeah, listen, we take a split.
That's what I'm saying.
They're 6-13 in their last 19, I guess, up there in Toronto.
Tyler Phillips going 6 1/3 tonight, 2 runs.
Well, in AAA's 2 starts there in returning, he gave up 5 runs and 4 runs.
I don't care. Is this AAA tonight? This is Major Leagues.
Right. He's a big game guy.
He is a big game guy.
He's a big game guy. So the one big story from Friday was that Bryce Harper came out that he's dealing with some injuries. Here's Bryce Harper talking about those injuries after the game.
How is your body feeling right now? Yeah, I feel fine. I feel good. You know, it's August, obviously, so I think everybody's, you know, grinding a little bit. But, you know, it's part of the game.
If you've been grinding through some things, why are you confident that come October you'll be feeling the way you want to feel?
I just have to. That's it. I think that's just, like I said, it's part of the game. It's part of, you know, the process of going through a season. So just got to stay the course. Understand that, you know, I rely heavy on my body, the things I do as well. So just got to go.
Do they seem like nagging injuries, or is it something that you're concerned about, bothered by?
No, not concerned.
Not concerned. Oh. Mm. Can we play the violin for Bryce?
Don't break out the sad violin.
Can I look? Bryce got a little Joel Embiid in him. And what I mean by that is it's not enough ever for Joel to just play when he's not feeling right. He has to let everyone know that he is playing when he's not feeling right. Yeah. Even if there is not a specific injury. He's like, you know what he'll do? This is the Joel move. Joel will go in the press conference. He goes, you know, my knee's not right, but none of that matters. Yep. You know, I still have to do it, even though I'm not feeling 100%. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Well, if it didn't matter,
then why bring it up?
Then you shouldn't bring it up. And my thing with Bryce on this is, I give him specific credit because even though the power's gone, from a productivity standpoint, in August, you look at the numbers and he was productive. I think his OPS is like 830 or something.
Still at 300. Batted 300.
Batted 300, and all those things are absolutely true. However, he does not have an injury. Are you hurt or do you have an injury?
Mm.
So I looked, and this whole thing where it's nothing and I'm fine and blah, blah, blah. He was the one that told Todd Zielecki that he was battling through this. So clearly he wanted somebody to know that his wrist didn't feel right and his elbow didn't feel right. I give him credit for battling through it, all those things. But if there were an injury, we would know what the injury was. So I guess I just like, don't go and tell everyone that you don't feel good and then the day after, you know, when they ask you about it, say, well, I'm fine. It doesn't matter. It's just, this is what everybody's going through. He's just got a little Joel in him. It's not the end of the world, but there's a little bit of like, boy, aren't I so tough. And please don't be mad at me for not hitting home run for 3 weeks.
So
at least it explains it.
Yes, does it?
Yeah. Does it though?
I feel better.
They've been playing baseball for 5 months. Of course something hurts. And by the way, all this does is reinforce that next year they need to make a big splash this offseason. Because this guy is hurt every single year, and we're just going to have to start planning for him playing 130 games or whatever he is. And if Trey Turner's not going to be that guy who's like a big, huge bat in the lineup that we can count on all the time, the Phillies may have to start thinking about disrupting something a little bit more than they have in past years. That's all. Just got a little bit of Joel in him.
Well,
please do not put that on Twitter, WIP Twitter account. I don't feel like dealing with that today.
Tweet it from Elliott's account.
Yes.
And final thing, I guess, here, the JBR report is no Bohm in the lineup again tonight.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, so the rumor is he's going back Tuesday. Still not in the lineup tonight.
And they have not put him on the IL and the x-rays were negative, correct?
Correct.
And do we know, did they say specifically what it was? So he hurt him, in case you didn't hear or see it when it happened, he was just swinging and he hurt his hand or wrist or something.
Isn't it this?
Swinging, that hammock bone, is that what that is?
Yep.
I guess it's sore, but they said there's nothing
structurally wrong.
There's nothing structurally wrong. Well, I'd rather they wait till he's right, but
yeah. Everybody wanted Sosa to play more.
Dude, if I were Alec Bohm, if I were anyone in that lineup, I'd be worried about being Wally Pipp by that freaking guy, Sosa. Because that guy wants to be in the lineup every day.
He does.
You know? And he's productive every time they put him in there, you know.
Also, Rob Thompson announced that Taiwan Walker is available out of the bullpen tonight.
So. Oh, thank God. That was actually, somebody told me that he wasn't
around. They're not using. Phillips is only going 3 innings.
Nah, he's going 6 1/3.
Sure.
Yeah. Honestly, somebody told me he wasn't available on Sunday night. My biggest fear was the game going into too many extra innings and us seeing Taiwan Walker
on
Sunday night. Yep. Oh, no.
I agree.
No.
That did cross my mind. Like, hold on, Taiwan Walker's going to be out in the 13th.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, even if they get I say 6 1/3. They're most likely getting 4 1/3 from Tyler Phillips tonight. And if you do that, you're going to need somebody to go 2 innings.
Yeah. There he is.
All reliable.
Our boy Taiwan.
Is a revenge spot. He's a former Blue Jay, so maybe that ticks the velocity up a little bit.
I know you didn't mention it. The game was 2 days ago. What a 2-inning performance. I'm still not a believer, but those 2 innings from Carlos Estevez were great. Well, when he's missing bats, he's great. The problem is when people get contact on him, they hit it hard. But he was striking people out, and he was great on Sunday.
He showed some stones.
I also like, he gets fired up.
He does.
Strom gets fired up. Estevez gets fired up.
It's the way a closer is supposed to be.
Alvarado gets fired
up. Hoffman gets fired
up. Hoffman gets fired
up. We haven't seen Alvarado fired up in a while.
No. Well, that's a good point. No.
But he did the what? It's Dragon Ball Z? That's his little thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's actually Street Fighter.
See, that's... The Gen X...
Oh, you good? Come on, man.
If you're Ike or my age, you see the guy shooting the fireball with the two hands, and you see Ryu or Ken from Street Fighter 2.
Yes.
Potentially Liu Kang, but Liu Kang lifted his leg when he shot the fireball from Mortal Kombat.
Is that what they call it?
Also, by the way, Sub-Zero shot it in a very similar way.
True.
Sub-Zero.
Yes.
But if you're a youngin', you grew up with Dragon Ball Z being more popular. Dragon Ball Z got really popular, I guess, what, early 2000s or something?
Yeah, that was my son, Elijah. That was his thing. Dragon Ball Z.
So
I mean, those damn things I bought of the little things that pop and like they, what were they, Jack?
I don't know if they were
pogs.
No, they were little balls that they would pop into something, right? You would roll them out and they would.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
That was Dragon Ball Z, right?
Uh-huh. Well, that and Pokemon.
Okay.
Pokemon did the same thing.
Yeah. So he's 31. It's got to be Dragon Ball
Z
for
Estevez. It's 100% Dragon Ball Z. Take your little Gen X nonsense.
Look, here's what I want you to do. Google Ryu Fireball Street Fighter 2. It looks exactly the same.
It is.
That's all I'm saying. It looks exactly the same.
They stole it.
They did.
Yep.
Friggin' Dragon Ball Z.
Much like the Philly stealing my good guy wins tweet.
Everybody's stealing everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
There have been a lot of that.
Insulting.
Yeah. A lot of that going on.
Put them in jail.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. What's your confidence level in the Eagles winning Friday? Very high at 25%. Semi-confident at 61%. So 61%. No, I'm not going to do it again. And 14% not confident.
Mm. Elliot's side.
Yes, not confident at all.
All right.
Stay in Brazil, Elliot.
While you're over there, have a stateside. Summer is heating up, and there's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside iced tea and vodka to break the heat. Now, Surfside was created with summer in mind. No bubbles, only 2 grams of sugar, and just 100 calories. Now, it's the perfect drink no matter what your plans are for this summer. Now, this summer is basically winding down. You can be down the shore, on the golf course, by the pool, or out on the deck with friends watching the fields. Before you head out, pick up a pack of Surfside iced tea and vodka before you go. Be sure to try their new variety pack of lemonades and green tea. Must be 21.
Now, one thing I think we love about, we love Vic Fangio can make the defense good, but I think one thing we love about Vic Fangio is his honesty. He was very honest about Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis, and we will hear from that after we talk to Rios in North Philly. Rios, you're on WIP. What's up, brother?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios.
Gentlemen, hey, real quick, you know what I'm saying, since you were just talking about baseball, good stuff, Spike. Piss him off, haul his ass out. So good stuff with that, and I'm done with that. Just keep doing what you're doing. Piss his ass off, because he needs it. You know what I mean?
You got it.
He's got a hurt wrist, Rios.
Oh. Hurt wrist. Man, look, man, everybody hurts. It's a sport. Everybody gets hurt. Huh? In combat, you get shot, you keep going. You ain't got no other choice, no matter if you can, no matter what. Everybody gets hurt. And I want to say, it ain't, don't want to bring it up like how Spike said the thing with Joel Embiid. Then don't bring it up. Kobe ain't bring up broken fingers or anything else that has to do with anything. He just played a game.
Mama
People
mentality.
Knew what it was, and he played a game. Nobody want to hear all that sucker stuff, and then you want to be Mr. Panda Philadelphia nut. No, man. Come on. It's all about being tough. Look, it's about to get cold. The concrete season. The gangster season is coming, huh? So, man, oh, my God. Don't get me hyped, Jack, with that stuff you said. Get your stuff together, Jack. But anyway, Let me just say this, man. Let me get to what I'm really going into. So, Elliot, you put it right. Elliot, this whole time, Jalen Hurts, career stats, all this stuff, the Eagles, this and that. Oh, man, I'm scared as hell. Let me tell you something. You know what you be doing, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because let me tell you something. Somewhere out there, I may be listening.
That's right.
Dude, you know that there's something the same about us because we like knocking people in the head for fun. Huh? No matter what you are right now, I know what you really are because I've seen the nastiness in the field. So nobody can tell. You showed me who you are, what you did on the field. So I'm going to leave it like that. Now,
I'm with you.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm getting me fired up.
He's just being hype man at this point.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Look, I'm just a little fighter because check this out. First of all, ESP, number one, is out there with his wife, correct?
Yep.
Let me tell you something, ESP. You cannot be scared. You cannot be worried. And you out there with your wife. I don't care. Number one, this is your thing. You the Eagles insider, whatever the hell it is, bro. Huh? This the start of the freaking season. The start of the week. You know what I mean? WIP after the holiday, Tuesday, the first week with Ike, Spike, and Jack on. You can't be saying this stuff. And you out there with your wife, toughen up. Toughen up, boy. You know what I mean? You out there in Brazil saying this stuff. Ain't no worries, man. Huh? You out there with all them Eagles fans. Nobody travel out there for that freaking energy. Huh? This the week. And we know everything great you've been saying about them. Well, we're starting right now. Don't put that energy out there. Number one, we out there in freaking Brazil, in another country, in a fake home game, huh? And people talk about, it's a freaking home game. No, the hell it's not, but it's cool. It's cool. Let us go out there and bust some heads in, huh? Come back with a win. We did it. Internationally, show who the hell Philadelphia freaking is, huh? And I don't know if any percentage. What the hell are you scared for? We're the Philadelphia Eagles. Because the Packers, let me tell you something, man. My ex-wife is from Milwaukee. We're not losing this damn game. I can't take it. I can't take us losing this damn game. Huh? I really can't, but we're not. We're not putting that stuff in the air because you know what? We're going out there to do what? I don't care about the 9-hour flight. It doesn't matter. Do y'all know what the flight is? Huh? All the way to Afghanistan? All the way to Iraq? Boots on ground? Get your ass in the dirt? Let your damn dog tag hang? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all know what that is? Okay, so it don't freaking matter. There's men out there. You put the drawers on the same way. It don't matter. Knock somebody's freaking head in. And if you're the baddest and you want to be the best, y'all going to knock their freaking head in, huh? This the first week. Let's not play. Let's not put that in the air. And trust me, Friday's coming. And I think and you know the tradition. What I do with
that's
the
right. Speech, that's right.
Huh? Let me tell you something, man. You know I do this stuff naturally. But let me tell you something, man. Is there pressure on me now since I started it? Freaking
of course it is.
Freaking yeah. And you know what? I want it. I want the freaking smoke. Huh? Mm-hmm. Because you already know what time it is.
Right.
You know I ain't no character.
Mm-mm.
You know I am what I say I am. Y'all know I'm 5'3", and I asked for the smoke. So y'all damn tighten up, grab y'all stuff, and put that gangster Philadelphia concrete jungle in the freaking air while you're at Brazil. And Bryce, stop being a sucker. Peace.
Mm. Nothing like it.
That call had everything.
Nothing like it. Nothing like it.
That call.
Wait till the season actually starts.
That call had calling out Bryce Harper,
mm-hmm.
then went to Elliot's wife,
mm-hmm.
then Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. His tours of duty.
Yes. Yep. Then 5'3".
Mm-hmm.
Then
back of back dynamite. To, back of dynamite.
Pack of dynamite.
That's what he is, a pack of dynamite.
Then back to Bryce. And no curse words the entire
mm-hmm.
time.
No. Mm-hmm. All class.
Yeah. That was one of I can't think of a call like that I've ever heard before.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. It gets better.
It just gets started.
Yeah.
Wait till we get the Rocky music.
Yeah. Yeah. Jack didn't even hit him with that. That's on Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, So what happens? What happens on Fridays? Is that when blood on the...
Blood on the grass, man.
He gives a hype speech. So basically, you go from Rios to Tommy from down the shore.
Oh,
they're,
wow.
They're about the exact opposite.
Yeah. I connected with Tommy, by the way.
He's ready for Friday? Weekend.
He is. He's good to go. He has some Brazil stuff going on, too, by the way.
Oh, Bologna in Brazil?
Well, you never know. We'll hear from him. That Rios call, I'm just...
Anna?
Man, swear. Now, John used to sit in there, so I couldn't actually hit him. You're in the same studio with me. This could get physical before the season is out.
Well, I'm not as short as John, but I'm every bit as frail, probably more frail. You got to be careful, man.
You need to hit somebody, man.
I got a replacement hip. I got a bad back.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Look at me. I'm not impressive in physically in any way. You know, I'm a disaster. Please don't hurt me. All right, coming up next, not a disaster. Former Eagles quarterback, greatest Eagles quarterback in franchise history. Donovan McNabb joins us to preview the season, talk about what Jalen Hurts we can expect. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Donovan McNabb joins us momentarily. Talk about the Eagles this upcoming season, as well, of course, as Jalen Hurts. Did have the Eagles injury report today with a couple of new things on there. Now, A.J. Brown and Landon Dickerson were both limited participants, but that was just rest, so nothing bad. Okay. Isaiah Rodgers, hand, limited participant. And Devin White, ankle, limited participant. The Isaiah Rodgers thing, you look at what Vic Fangio said about Quinyon Mitchell playing on the outside. He almost doesn't even want to think about him playing slot. You wonder if Quinyon Mitchell's evolution to being the number two cornerback all the time is happening more quickly because of whatever this Isaiah Rodgers injury is.
And time will tell, but... from everything I'd been hearing about Mitchell, man, he is fast moving to that outside starting spot.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said earlier in training camp, you may as well put him out there and let him learn. I mean, Patrick Surtain, the second as a rookie, you throw him out there and you make your mistakes and you learn from it. It's corner. It's the cornerback position.
He'll get better quicker
the sooner
you put him out there.
Yep.
And the Devin White thing, we hadn't heard anything about Devin White.
No.
Yeah, because he had a particularly quiet offseason or training camp for a guy that we expected to be particularly disruptive, not in a bad way, but on the field.
And disruptive on that field.
Yes, and we didn't hear his name at all.
No.
So it was a little weird.
Which is a little weird. And what you started hearing from some of the guys that are covering the team is he's a regular season guy. You're not going to see Devin White flash in training camp. You know, he's a guy that's going to flash in the games. Okay.
The Allen Iverson or something?
I'm just saying, you're coming here off a down year.
Yeah, you signed a one-year deal.
So, I hope it is he's more game-ready than a practice player.
Might want to flash in preseason.
Yeah.
Might want to flash in preseason. Yeah. Donovan McNabb joins us.
This dude never flashed in the preseason.
No?
Well, one time he did.
Yeah?
I think it was an 80-yard touchdown pass to some guy named Owens. He threw one, too. That was a flash.
That was a big flash.
Some dude named Owens.
What's up, my brother?
What's going on? How's everybody doing? Everybody gearing up, ready for the season?
Yeah, we're excited, man. I you know, it's funny. One of the things you mentioned, you guys mentioned T.O. there. One of the things we're so excited about is we look on the offensive side of the ball and we see all these weapons. Do you look at the Eagles' offensive side of the ball and say, well, if you had loaded me up once or twice with that many guys, might have been able to work with that.
No comment. But I will say this. The thing that I only worry about with this situation is only one ball.
Yeah.
And we went through it last year of, you know, some games it's AJ, some games it's Devontae. And Dallas Goedert was the guy that I thought was the missing piece that we weren't getting involved. And once we started getting him a little bit involved, it took away from everyone else, and we all know it kind of went down south from there. I just look for Kellen Moore to be a little bit more creative of trying to spread the ball around, but still keeping the momentum going forward. And if that means Saquon Barkley running the football to set up the play action, to utilize your weapons on the outside, but one person that we just can't avoid and have him come out of games with just maybe three targets or four targets is Dallas Goedert in the middle of the football field.
So let me ask you a little bit more about there only being one ball, because obviously Kellen Moore has a lot to do with who the ball is going to. But as far as Jalen and the quarterback, how much do you think he needs to be thinking about that in that position, having all those guys around him?
To be honest with you, he doesn't need to be thinking about that. As far as the play calling, that's when it's the telling tale of what he's seeing and recognizing the coverage and being able to just deliver the football. Now, when you have a dynamic running back like Saquon Barkley, who can not only run the football and catch the football out of the backfield, teams are going to have to spy on him. They're going to have to spy on him because with the running ability of Jalen and then also the running attack with Saquon Barkley, you're going to have to bring another guy in the box. And what does that lead? That leads to either some type of soft zone on the outside or man-to-man coverage. That's when you have to get the ball to your guys on the outside. But most of the time, they'll be either a linebacker or your fourth corner or safety that's covering your tight end. And so that's when you have to utilize that combination of running back tight end to be more of a threat for the open up on the outside.
You've talked about that, Five, just about every year when you've talked about the quarterback play and the offense in itself. You tend to start with that running back position. You talk about making sure there is a running game that's established and how much of a compliment that is to the quarterback and what they can do in the passing game. So I ask you that about with Saquon. You get a talent like this added to the roster, how would you use him? How do you try not to overuse him, but at the same time, you want to use him because you know how much of a weapon he is. How would you see using Saquon?
I'm so glad you brought that up, Ike, because you don't want to overuse him, but you're gonna have to find a way to at least get him 18 touches a game, and if that means running the football 12 to 15 times and those 3 to 4 times that he catches the ball out of the backfield, that's when you begin to protect his body, but also it's setting up and adding pressure on the defense. And so, like we use Westbrook, there were times where Westbrook might have 25, 26 touches. There were times he might have 18, 19 touches. But what that did is that now put pressure on defenses to let them know that, yes, we will run the football. And then also you have to see if he gets out of the backfield because now eyes go on him for a screen game and then also for him on the check down. So I just think for this offense, you have to ask yourself, what type of offense are we seeing? Will we see? Because when Kellen Moore was in Dallas, it was more downhill running from Ezekiel Elliott. Now, when he got out to San Diego / LA with the Chargers, you know, then they started running more of that outside zone type of deal with Austin Eckler, but didn't really run the football enough for Austin Ekeler. He caught the ball out of the backfield. So I just want to know exactly what type of offense Kellen Moore is going to bring to the table, because you have dynamic weapons and you got to put them in position to be exceptional, to be honest with you, because their offensive line is intact. There's some pieces that are going to have to gel during the regular season, you know, but I think things will turn the right way for us as the season goes on. But it's really how are we going to diagnose this offense going up each and every week?
Talking to former Eagles great Donovan McNabb, you know, so there's been a lot of conversation recently about blitz protections, who's calling them out. Kelce did it. So the way we understand it is that prior to this season, Jason Kelce would call those out and diagnose that, and it would only be his responsibility. Now, Jalen says it will be largely his responsibility. Can you speak to the pluses and minuses, I guess, of each approach, having the center do it, having the quarterback do it, and what sort of adjustment Jalen will have to go through this year doing it all himself?
Well, let's not make it like he didn't know protections and Jason Kelce was the one who was answering all the questions. Mm-hmm. Jalen and I think Jason were on the same page, and the call was made by Jason to the offensive line, but the protection was also relayed back to the running backs and to the tight end. Mm-hmm. And so I think what you'll start to see is, yes, Jalen will have a little bit more pressure on his shoulders to do that, but also their new center is going to be in the same position that Jason was. Because it all starts with up front. And one thing that I tried to do, if it was with, you know, my centers, whoever it may have been at that particular time, we spent time after practice and watch film to go over those particular fronts and possible blitzes that we may see. So we're all on the same page. And if I see something that maybe he made a check or made a call and I see something different, I would correct that and override that, and we would go with that. Mm. And if it was a failure or if it was a success, you know, I'll take the hit for it because I made the call. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's important for center and quarterback to be on the same page, because it really is a trickle-down effect for the rest of the guys.
Yeah, I remember five. You had I think you started off with Bubba Miller as the center.
Yeah, Bubba.
Yep, and then it went to Hank, right? Fun. And then Jack.
Yeah, and then Jack. And that was the whole thing. And then when we had Nick, too, when Nick might have had to step in there, Nick Cole. But
okay, that's right. I forgot about Nick Cole. Yeah. Yeah.
We were all on the same page. We all sat in there, and there were times, you know, Westbrook would come in or Buck would come in, just so we're all on the same page with blitzes in front that we see. You know, obviously Juan Castillo played a major part in that. But being able to be on that same page and recognizing keys on defenses where we can make checks, mm-hmm, and protect ourselves from blitzes, it's very important.
So we've seen like an MVP level season from Jalen 2 years ago. Last year, actually, it's a funny, he played pretty well, but was part of a true disaster down the stretch. When you think about Jalen Hurts as a quarterback in his most likely form to end up, what sort of player between those two versions that we've seen do you see him as?
Say that again. Repeat that again. I'm sorry.
I guess we've seen a great season out of Jalen and a pretty good season out of Jalen. What kind of quarterback do you think he is? Is he more like the guy we saw in 22? Is he more like the guy we saw in 23?
You know what? To be honest with you, I think he'll be a little bit of both. And yeah, sometimes it's kind of out of the box a little bit when you have that great year like they had, because we just didn't see that again. But then I also think that he'll have some ups and downs. And that's what all quarterbacks kind of go through at this particular time. And I think for Jalen, I think you're going to see a much better quarterback and more sound and consistent quarterback than he was at the end of last year, because he understands the keys to protecting the football, getting the ball out of his hands, utilizing his legs. He's a little bit healthier now, which is important. I think a lot of people won't be talking about that, but he's healthier now. So, yes, he will be using his legs a little bit more. But also just being methodical. You have to, with this offense, you have to be methodical and take your check down. Mm-hmm. Because with your check down, Saquon may take it 30 to 40. And so I think that's the thing that people need to realize, is it doesn't matter if you want to just soften your zone just so that we don't get anything deep. And then all of a sudden he hits Dallas or he hits Saquon, that's another 15 yards that defenses are going to have to worry about.
Yeah, for whatever reason, you know, when we got Swift last year, DeAndre Swift, we thought he would catch the ball out of the backfield a lot more, and it just wasn't there last year. I don't know if it's is it by play calling that it has to happen, or is that just a feel a quarterback has when he's dumping it off to the running back? I know you had Deuce, and then you had B. West, you had Buck. Like, you had guys you could dump the ball off to with no problem. I'm just wondering with Jalen, the comfort level of dumping the ball off to the running backs, because we didn't see a lot of it last year.
Well, that's the progression of playing the quarterback position, because you're not going to throw touchdowns and big explosive plays every play. You have to rely on the offensive. If one and two is not there, you're moving up in the pocket, hit your check down. You know, sometimes your 4 to 6 yard gains that you get on first or second down are vital when it comes to third down or possibly going for it on fourth. And I think being a quarterback, sometimes you have to do the dirty work, so to speak, or become the check down Charlie in games, which no one wants to be known as. Mm-hmm. But yet still, what it's doing is it's keeping the clock moving. It's moving the chains, and now it's putting pressure on defensive coordinators where they have to figure out if they're going to blitz that next play or they're going to continue to sit back in that zone while you just continue to pick them apart.
Yeah. I tell you, man, Fowler, I think back to come out 25 years ago almost when you got drafted here in 1999. And at that time, the only African-American quarterback I can think of in the league was Warren Moon. Am I wrong? Is there another one that I'm missing back then?
Yeah, you're about right.
We had Steve McNair. That's right. We had McNair. I'm sorry.
I came in with Sean King and Dante and Achille.
Yeah.
So that added to it, but starting quarterbacks at that particular time, I think it was Moon and Steve.
Yeah. And so I bring that up because obviously this documentary or series that NFL Prime is going to run September 24th about the evolution of the black quarterback. And you're obviously featured in here as one of those guys that really paved the way for what we see today. It's such stark contrast to what it was 20, 30 years ago and seeing African-Americans at the quarterback position and teams believing they can win with a black quarterback. Right. To see the league and where it's at today, it's a wonderful thing that guys are getting the opportunity to play this position. Just talk about the impact guys that came before you had on you and how you've tried to sort of have that impact on the guys that have come after you.
Well, to start from the very beginning, I mean, well, I remember in college, I got a call from Warren Moon before I even decided to go pro. And what that did to me from a mental standpoint and what I needed to do in order to rearrange and change a little bit of my game and mentality to play on that next level was something that I'll always remember. And the words that he spoke to me at that particular time, I try to do that with a lot of these young guys, because mentoring and being able to talk them into the situation that they'll be faced with and have them prepared for each and every moment that are either ups or downs and how to handle them goes a long way. And so when I first came into the game, I was kind of prepared from a mental standpoint, because I remember talking to Warren, I talked to Steve, I talked to Doug, I talked to James Harris. So I was prepared from an outside standpoint, meaning an African-American coming in and what that meant to the future of the game. And so how I went about my business each and every year was a little bit different than most guys. And I try to do the same thing for a lot of these other guys, but it's something that you bring up that I think is important. There will be 15 African-American starting quarterbacks in opening day for the NFL that a lot of people won't talk about, but some will. And what that means for the collegiate game, what that means for high school level, and what that means for Pop Warner, that they can have that dream of playing in that professional rank at the starting quarterback for any NFL team, being an African-American quarterback, and those dreams can be fulfilled if you're doing what you need to do in order to showcase your talent the right way. And that says a lot, because my kid played quarterback, now he's playing receiver, but there are a lot of African-American quarterbacks on the high school level that are actually talented, and college coaches are recruiting those guys and saying, basically, I need one of those guys on my team to help me get over the hump.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think it's beautiful that we've gotten in the sports world where it's actually being embraced and it's being promoted and it's being something that's not frowned upon. And right. we don't have to hear things like you can't win with a running quarterback and all this nonsense
not
anymore.
Smart enough.
Yeah,
not smart enough, can't play from the pocket.
Right.
You know, yeah. not a leader. You mm-hmm. know, all that other mess that's on scouting reports each and every week. But it also says a lot, too, when you got Patrick Mahomes playing the way he's playing, mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson doing what he's doing, Dak Prescott putting up the numbers he's putting up, you know, Jalen Tech going to a Super Bowl. So it's right now the train is still moving. It hasn't stopped, and it's one that I think is going to continue to move at a rapid pace.
All right. I know I'm looking forward to it. September 24th on Prime Video, Evolution of the Black Quarterback.
And Donovan, we're excited to have you all this year. And you and I both being on the show at the same time, proof that Syracuse classes of 98 and 99 were the best two classes in Syracuse University history. So just we will prove it every week by making broadcast history.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. You know, I don't know if any Michigan State. But,
you know. Well, Jack was Bloomsburg.
No, I got to hold it down for the green and white, man. I'm holding it down.
All right, Donovan.
All right, brother. Looking forward to this season.
All
right, thanks, man. There is Donovan. He said something interesting I want to talk to you about right after I talk about Colonial Hyundai. Look, you're going to get a brand new car anywhere. I'm just the place is going to treat you right, have the car that you want at the price that you want, you know, in and out quickly. Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. John Ashdale, the car's ours, just making sure that you're going to get the right treatment over there. You're going to get a car fast. They have exactly what you need. They've got over 200 vehicles in stock. Not worried about price. They've got over 80 of those 200, 30 grand or less. They're going to make financing easy, as low as 0% on select 2024s. And you drive up that with that hunk of junk you should have traded in years ago. Doesn't matter what condition it's in. They're going to give you $6,500 for your trade guaranteed. Every new Hyundai leaves with Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Online, 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. What are you laughing at?
Your dad.
Oh.
Because he hates when I call Donovan 5.
Oh, really?
Yes. Name is Donovan, not 5.
Big journo. Oh, right, yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, jeez.
And I did it. I knew he was listening.
We should just call it the 5 at 4. That's what we should, because Donovan will be on a 4 with us, right?
Yeah.
We'll call it 5 at 4. There we go. Just make him even crazier. Yeah. 5 at 4. We have 5 at 5 and 5 at 4. So, little thing that Donovan said there that I thought was interesting was when we asked him about the blitz thing. And he was like, because Jalen, look, it was a very short answer, but Jalen basically said, I had nothing to do with that. Right? Am I right? That was basically
at least that's what it implied.
That's what it implied. That was Jason. They told me not to worry about it.
Or should I say one could take that from that?
One could take that from that. One could glean that he was saying that he didn't have anything to do with it. So much so that his development at doing such was stunted. Okay.
That's the one that sealed it right there. That in the comment
stunted,
right there.
So then I asked Donovan, here's what we hear, blah, blah, blah. And Donovan's like, well, there's no way they're not both doing it. They're both, they're communicating. They have to be communicating. I went and watched tape with the center, blah, blah, blah. The quarterback communicates everything to the wide receivers and running backs.
Yes.
Blah, blah. I just thought it was, because obviously Donovan's not wrapped up in the daily arguing.
He don't know what we're discussing out
so
here.
So I thought that was actually the best response because we got a clean response without him knowing what the dialogue was.
Yep.
And his response essentially was like, of course Jalen was involved in that. Like,
yeah.
So it's one of, I don't want to do too much on this, but I take one of two things from that. On one side, it was more both of them than Jalen let on, and he was just trying to distance himself from the failures of doing it. Okay, whatever, such is life. The other side is maybe they were like, nah, don't be involved. In which case, I have to ask myself, are the coaches insane?
Right.
Or do they think that Jalen was not good at it or messing things
that's
up.
The only...
Or communication between him and Kelsey was not good, and they didn't want to. They knew communication between Key and Kelsey wasn't good, and they were purposely trying to just like, don't worry about this. We don't need you guys arguing about what the thing is. I just thought it was a very interesting response from Donovan given the situation.
Yeah, and I hadn't had a chance to comment on those comments.
Right, because you were here.
Yeah. Whether he meant to imply it or not, it obviously sparked conversation from people, because some people also looked at it as, well, hold on, is he skirting responsibility as if he didn't have anything to do with what was going on?
Sure.
So it left that out there to be discussed, and I'm sure you guys had a lot of fun with it Friday discussing it. I will say this. I don't know how it all played out exactly. But if I just go by my experience of being on teams, and by the way, this goes in college as well.
Sure.
Most quarterback and centers usually have to study blitz tape together so that they are on the same page. And what to me could have happened is that maybe Jalen sees, they see the same thing, but maybe Jalen initially thought protection should have been checked one way. Jason's thinking it this way. There's confusion there. And then there becomes a, well, hold on.
Right.
I'm in this position. I should be able to say this and call this. This guy is, well, hold on. I've been doing this for X amount of years. Just let me handle it. This and that and the other. And to keep the peace, similar to what you just said, to keep the peace, I could see where it was relayed to both. Or maybe Jalen, but to both, let's just let Jason call it and you roll with him. If you want me to believe in the 3 years that Jalen has been a starting quarterback in the NFL, that he's never had anything to do with the blitz pickup, I got a bridge I want to sell you.
Yeah, it's weird.
Something weird happened with the dynamics of those two last year. Shane Steichen wasn't here. So maybe he was a voice of reason project. And you know why I brought up Shane Steichen? Because in 2022, somehow Jalen was the best in the league versus the blitz. Versus the blitz in 2022, he was the number one quarterback in the league. How did that go away last year to him being the worst?
And by the way, from an eye test perspective, just watching it last year, you were like, what the hell are they doing? Like, he would give up on plays almost immediately.
So something was amiss, I believe, between those two, and they just said, you know what? We can't get on the same page, just let him handle it. And that way, at least you're getting one message for everybody. But it's hard for me to believe Jalen hasn't been a part of the protection.
I don't think.
You're a quarterback.
I don't know if you heard. His development doing so was stunted.
Well, yes. Well, and he may feel a certain way about that as the quarterback.
Sure. Yes.
He may feel like, hold on, I'm the one who's supposed to have the veto power here.
By the way, one of the things on Friday was I was actually unsure of how to take it. There were so many different things that you could glean from what he was, from not wanting responsibility to like whatever it was. I thought there was a lot in that one short comment.
Yeah, we had on the fence asking on Friday.
Yeah, I was on the fence. I was on the whole thing because I couldn't. On one end, I'm like, well, what? But the coach's job is to solve that miscommunication and sit there with the two guys until they figure it out.
Yes.
And as well, I was actually impressed with him saying, it's on me now, I'm doing it now, blah, blah, blah. But on the other side, I just want him to stop worrying about who gets blamed for last year and putting that away.
And I'll throw this in there just for a point of reference. There is a NFL Films clip out there with Jeff Saturday and Peyton Manning arguing. Peyton Manning comes to the sideline and says to Jeff Saturday, just let me make the call. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but they were arguing about the call up front.
Right.
Right? And so there you have the quarterback and an offensive lineman on the center who's on different pages as far as what they should do.
And by the way, it's one of the things I talked about.
I think Jason, Peyton Manning was mic'd up that night. He forgot that he was mic'd up.
Well, I talk about Kelsey as a leader, obviously a great leader, but much at a different generation than Jalen was.
Yes.
I can imagine the power dynamic between those two particularly strange, given that Jalen is the quarterback, mm-hmm. but Jason's been here for a decade and a half, and that is
and clearly has all the respect in the building of everybody,
right? And the quarterback wants to be able to tell the center, I'm the guy who is facing this, so I can imagine it being more complicated than just two guys get in a room and talking it out when one guy is 35 and the other guy is 23, and they're just different ends of their career.
Yep.
So, coming up next, everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show, the top five at five. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.